manager of our Milwaukee Brewers, Pat Murphy.
You're looking for off days? Are you looking for a vacation again? I'm not looking for off days. We're looking for wins.
This is Brewers 360.
1-1, ground ball to short. Up with it is Ortiz. Fires to first. Ball game over. A 6-2 victory against the Dodgers. And the Brewers come to L.A. and take 3 of 4. Great series win for Milwaukee.
Brewers 360 is brought to you by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Cannon and Dunphy.
Joining us on the line for Brewers 360 on this Tuesday is the manager of your Milwaukee Brewers, Pat Murphy. Good morning, Skip.
Good morning, guys.
Well, welcome back from that West Coast trip that was rocky in San Diego, but then, holy cow, what a series in L.A. That team, man, these guys, every day you never know what you're going to get sometimes, and holy cow, they look good.
Yeah, you know, the team, it can surprise you. But all in all, to have the best record in baseball this late in August is pretty surprising for anyone, although we did it last year. It's an amazing feat for these guys, the way they compete.
Are you noticing it all when you were there? Like, is Justin Bieber giving you guys more respect now? Are the Dodgers seeing you guys as a formidable foe?
Well, I mean, I think they need to. I mean, we beat them 6 straight during the season last year, and now we've won the series against this year. I think we won the series the year before. I'm not sure, but yeah, I think they respect us. I don't know about the Justin Biebers of the world. I don't really know Justin very well.
Skip, how did it possibly work out? I mean, the gods were smiling on the matchup that was just perfect. You had Logan Henderson against Tarek Skubal on Sunday, and Logan gets the best of him. I know the pitcher doesn't go head-to-head with the guy, but our guy gets the win, their guy gets the loss. What a dream matchup.
Yeah, it was a great day. You know, Tarek's a great pitcher. And he pitched great, by the way. His defense let him down a little bit. We didn't have a great day offensively, but we did enough. But our pitching was unbelievable. Our defense was unbelievable. And we had, you know, Andrew Vaughn at third and Gary Sanchez at first, Bowers in right. It wasn't the premier defensive kid named John Emilius at second base, who our fans have never even met. And that was the lineup we were going with. So pretty amazing they came out with the victory.
So speaking of that, should we expect to see Bryce Terang or Sal Frelick or both back in the lineup soon?
I think you'll see Bryce give it a go. You know, he's nurturing some pretty sore ankle and a pretty sore knee. But I think, you know, this rest, he's going to try it this week. Sal, I think, is a little further away. He's got to make sure that his shoulder is strong enough to withstand the day-to-day of the big leagues.
Murph, we're looking ahead to the weekend as well. You have an opportunity to be in a featured game, the Little League game that's coming up in Williamsport. I was just saying to Eric this morning, though, I've been complaining. I'm like, when are the Brewers going to get a chance to play in one of these special games? You know, the Field of Dreams game, whether this thing or whatever. But now I'm looking at the travel schedule, and it bothers me. We got guys on a bus and whatever. I don't know, man. I'm sure you're undaunted by the travel schedule, but it does add a bit of a wrinkle here as we go into the weekend.
Yeah, I wouldn't say totally undaunted by the travel schedule, but it's pretty intense here when it comes to the weekend. It is a home game for us, but it's going to require the guys to get out of their comfort zone a little bit. But you know, that's part of this whole journey. You know, we're this far in and we're beat up. We played, you know, this whole West Coast trip without Uribe, which cost us a big way. And playing without Terang. It's been a journey, but the travel is all part of it. The guys get used to it. We had a 5-hour delay. You remember a week back, we first went to LA, 5-hour delay on the plane and didn't get in until, you know, early in the morning. But the guys keep responding. That's the beauty of this ball club.
Well, the neat part about this weekend, Skip, is that that's a core memory for a little leaguer anyway, to see some big leaguers watching their game, or at least, you know, in the same vicinity as them, as needed as it is. But, like, just given how you are and how the team is around fans, and especially little ones, I mean, they're never going to forget that, any of those kids.
I hope so. I mean, that's our job. You know, that's our responsibility, is to maybe promote, you know, just the type of game that it is. What is baseball really all about? You know, it's a game, they say, of failure, but like life, you know, it's about teammate. It's about others. And I think if, you know, you have these opportunities to reach out and to treat young people great that loved our game already or participating in our game already, yeah, it's our responsibility. And looking forward to it.
If there was one little league rule that you'd like to bring to the bigs, I would say the second base in the, but we already got the ghost runner now for the extra innings. But anything that you'd love to bring back?
Let's see. Be back from Little League. That would be hard. I'd be hard pressed. Maybe the pizza after the game, immediately after the game, or ice cream after the game.
Some Culver's.
Get one of these guys' parents on snack duty.
Win or lose.
You just, yeah.
What's that?
One of the parents would have to be on snack duty. Who's bringing snack today for the boys?
We don't want to get the parents involved.
For us, it was always the base race. Our little leaguers, all they looked forward to is the base race after the game, where they could chase
after
the other team.
After the game, that's right. That's funny.
Mariners in town tonight. Hey, open a three-game series against the Crew, and then it's the Atlanta Braves. Thanks, Skip.
All right, guys.